Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I am free. Thank you for asking. I am wonderful. I am the delight of God. You know, just because of me, God smiles. Just because of me, God rejoices and says, oh my God, look at me go. Ooh, I'm so unique. I'm so amazing. Yep, and I own it. I walk in it. Yes, 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 I am back. And I don't know, I feel like I went, but I didn't. I feel like I was on vacation, but I wasn't. Who knows? I was there and here, everywhere, evenly present. Well, I'm excited to go live. We had recorded shows last week, but we'll talk more about that. This is Bridget Bryant, Rolling River God, because we want to talk about the freedom of self-acceptance. It's all about surrendering to our greatness. I am a stone, but I gotta allow the rivers to just bathe me. We'll be back. Bridget Bryant. Woo, I'm excited. Excitement. Okay, I'll be back. Shh. Bridget is singing. Okay. Go on, Bridget. Do your thing.
River God. Little stones are smooth. Only one.
Once the water passes through, and so I am a stone, rough and a grainy steel. Just trying to reconcile this river's chill, but when I close my eyes and feel you rushing by, I know.
Oh,
And I believe in the water part three. I'm a bold to represent faith. Yes, yes, yes. I recognize who I am, and I just grow with the flow. And as I grow with the flow, oh, my God, my life starts to unfold in a whole new way. I understand that time takes time, or time takes time, and change takes time. That too. Change takes time. So because I know there's a part of me that is experiencing this physicality, a realm where there's time and space, I can be gentle with myself. Maybe a week ago I declared I want to be different, a year ago, 2 years ago. But somehow, to my physical eyes, it looks like it's just taking forever. But you know what? I'm just going to accept it because it's all part of the growth. And all is truly well. Rolling River God. The kind of song that just make you want to sing along. Actually, no. The kind of song that just have you singing along. Ooh, thank God I don't have a webcam right now. It's coming. So I got to get it together. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited like I'm in a multi-level marketing business. I'm excited. Ooh, since I joined this business, I couldn't sleep. I'm just excited. Are you guys excited? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, let's just bring all that excitement in, breathe it in and breathe it out. Because I can go. Y'all know I can go. But I don't want to go yet. I just want it to just ooze out of me. I don't sound too good, but you understand what I mean. Well, actually, let me qualify. I want the presence of God that is me to ooze out of me. Ooh, I want the essence of who I am to reveal itself. I want the truth to be made known because I am moving myself out of the way. Let's just be quiet for a minute. If you can deal with it, get over it. I don't know. I'm just listening. Woo! Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. Because you are tuning in to the truth of who you are. And when you tune in, you can't help but be inspired. And when you are inspired, you can't help but make a difference. Because when the breath of God breathes itself through and as you, you become different. You are changed. You are transformed. So you vibrate at a higher frequency. So your presence, your pre-essence, changes the environment. When you allow yourself, when you allow God, Goddess, to breathe love into you, you bring the love with you. You bring the peace with you. You bring the joy with you. And maybe you just got caught up and you forgot to allow the inspiration to happen. Your environment will remind you. When you find yourself saying, ooh, ooh, they're about to try my last nerve. Oh, that's a reminder. Oh, I know what it is. It's not even about them. I breathe in, I breathe out. Let me tune in because there is a lesson here. There is a blessing here. There's something I need to see. There's something that's seeking to be birthed. Love is tapping on my consciousness, saying, let me out. So rather than trip, I will trust. What am I trusting? I am trusting the process. The process of what? The process of life. Why? Because life is not a problem to solve. Life is for me, not against me. Oh, I trust the process. I let it be. I let it be. And I become what I desire. Why? Because I be because of what I want. I call that Ebonics. I don't care. I be the cause of what I want. Because that's how I roll. Because I'm in the flow. Okay, stop it. Hi, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressed as Life Coach at a, and I'm high on life, and my intention is by the time you finish listening to the show, I want you to be drunk with love, drunk with life, drunk with enthusiasm. Just get so drunk, people look at you saying, what's wrong with you? You're drunk. I'm like, oh, yes, I am. It's like, God, you better get a hold of yourself. I can't. I got to let go. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. Too late. I don't know what to do. Anyway, I know what to tell you about Bridget Bryant. There's so much going on. There's so much good happening in my life, and I want to share with you. And I know there's so much good going on in your life. I want you to share with me. 347-426-3346. All is well. Life is good. You know, I've been doing recorded shows, and if you missed it, guess what? You missed it. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. AT&T. If you haven't seen that commercial, that would go way over your head like 747, but don't worry about it. You got to catch up. You got to keep up with me. But anyway, last week let me bring on Celeste first. Now, before I do that, let me just welcome all the people in the chat room, all the guests, all the folks. Love and happiness make you want to do crazy things. Now, I ain't love doing that. That's you. Mother Wisdom, a.k.a. Valerie, it is nice to see you. Shante is in the house. Go ahead, Shante. Just get things done. We have the electrifying sister, Virtual Office Center. How are you doing? And One Destiny, Yvette. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all the silent listeners, those of you listening on the phone line, thank you all for tuning in. And of course, wow, I be making up words. Come on, man. You're a radio host. You can't be making up words. What you mean you be making up? What kind of English is that? Anyway, of course, our within radio listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Ooh, let me bring on Celeste before I really just lose it completely. Ooh, I'm going to start shouting. Celeste has a way of grounding me. Listen to you. Hey, Life Coach Annie, how are you doing? You're on fire today. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today. Welcome back from vacay. No, I do talk to you every day, but it's not the same as when you're on the air, my friend. I need you to go on the air. You know?
Yeah.
I need this fire to be sending out.
Yeah, I'd be needing the fire, too. At the end of the show, I'd be like, who be that guy? That guy be crazy. It wasn't me.
We can't speak English. We can, but we play with our words. We're free like that.
That's right.
I'd be
free. I'd be blessed. I'd be joyful. I'd be prosperous. I'd be who I want to be.
I'd be doing it.
You be doing it, girl. Don't start
that precedes, no, that precedes Black Eyed Peas. It's a Quincy Jones song, Electra. Don't be coming over here talking about these young kids doing something. I be doing it. And I'm going to find it. I'm going to post it on your wall. Hi, family. I missed you so much.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Ooh. Hey, Life Coach today, I have to share something really sweet with you.
Okay, go ahead. Tell
you know,
me.
I know, I'm going to do it quietly. You know, in my other life, I'm a supervisor, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and one of my former employees just sent me a love text saying that they miss me. And you know how sweet it is to be somebody. So usually people are like, I'm over you, bye, I'm out of here. But I just got a love text from Leah. So I'm just going to give her a quick love out. I miss you too, sweetie. Come back. Okay, I'm done.
Well, if you miss her, come back. See, you should have left. But anyway.
Oh, it's so sweet. Oh, wow. Okay, we're getting a lot of love in the chat room and everything, and I know you have so much more that you're going to download because you've just been chilling. Hey, wait a minute before I do that.
Uh-huh.
How was your vacay? What did you do to take care of a day that he's so on fire like this right now?
Hello? I can't hear you. What you say? I can't
hear
you.
Me.
Is this like
you?
Oh, you're there. I can hear you now.
Stop playing.
Well.
Stop playing. I know about some drumming in the park. You mystic drummer, you.
Drumming in the park. Living from the overflow. Going back in time. Well, let me put it this way. And I've shared this so many times on my show. It is so, so important to rest. And to rest our body, to rest our minds, to just take time to be still. Now, I sort of had a vacation, but I didn't because it wasn't like I wasn't doing anything. And there was a lot of editing that was going on, preparing the shows for last week and shows that we did in England. And, you know, it brought back memory and it was very healing because as I was listening to Kate Mateer and Dr. Chris Bowman, I was seeing that studio. And really, it was very healing. It was very healing to think of all that it took to build a studio. I have never built a studio before, not really having much of a clue other than a passion to create a radio network. And as I've said before as well, it's like I get there around 10 o'clock in the morning and won't leave till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was just one more thing to do. I just loved being there. Time just disappeared. So to listen to those shows was just like, it was healing and it was great for me to, it was an opportunity for me to hear myself say to myself, listen, you've done some great work. Slow your hips down. You've done some great work. Imagine, look at what you put out into the world. And you know, every now and then when I listen to myself, I'm like, shut that guy up. I had a moment. I have moments of that. But for the most part, it was refreshing to hear the conversation, look at how far I have grown and where I am today. So that was it about the rerunning the show. On Saturday, of course, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith and the combined choir of the New Thought community in Atlanta, Georgia, gathered together to raise the vibration at Hillside. Ooh-wee. And then we had other workshops after Reverend Michael. It was just a beautiful way to celebrate that day. That day was for Reverend I call it Dr. Barber. Dr. Barber King. You know, like Reverend Bishop Dr. Barber. She got all the titles. This woman is 83 years old. She's still standing, still teaching truth, still doing electric slides, still cracking people up, still transforming lives, and using the principle. Been in ministry for 42 years. 42 years. And Hillside changed my life. Hillside woke me up to the truth that was already within me, that I was in touch with, but I wasn't quite aware. I felt weird. I felt different. I felt like, why am I like this? Everybody else is not like this. It's not true that everybody wasn't like that. I just didn't know. And so in 1994, when I went to Hillside, I was thinking, there's a church around this kind of thought. I've been thinking positive for a long time. I didn't know there was a church like this because I thought it was about going to hell or doing everything you can do to make sure you don't go to hell and end up in heaven. And hopefully I was praying that I don't put in a waiting room like, oh, you're a special case, because I knew I was a special case. But then only to find out, it's like, psh, you're already in heaven. Psh, you're already blessed. Psh, boy, please. Like you say, boy,
you're
please.
Already perfect.
You're already divine. I was like, really? Are you serious? So it was really a joy to be part of that, working on the cameras, seeing some people I haven't seen in a while, reconnecting with people from L.A. who now live in Tennessee, J. Karen Thomas and her partner. It was just beautiful. And then yesterday we were at Piedmont Park, Healers in the Park, healing and reading and drumming. Oh, life is good. I don't even have enough time to tell you how good life is. So anyway, that's all I want to talk about for now. Celeste.
Yes. Really? Hey, Ade, guess who just snuck into the studio?
Snuck into the... Don't come behind me. I'm gonna give you a spirit chop. Pow! I'll go through your solar plexus. You might get rearranged. Who is it? Who's sneaking in? Don't be sneaking up on me.
You see that 301 number?
301. Is that my brother? Well, no, it's
no.
It's not my brother. Speaking of brother, you talking
no.
about that?
He's no, coming no. tomorrow, and I got it ready for that. That's Leah. She called in. Hey, girl.
Leah. Is there a song about Leah?
There's a Layla.
Nah. It can't be nah. I'm going to make up a song about Leah, but I'll have somebody else sing it for me.
You better do it before she leaves
her.
The country. I know, right?
You
know, you better do it before she leaves the country. She'll have Wi-Fi, hopefully.
This is a global network.
This is true, but she's going out to the far reaches of Asia.
No, I can catch her because we're connected.
Know, right? She can mm-hmm. always come home and hear. And hear us over here. So I'm going to get through it now.
Yes. This is all about the freedom of self-expression. Because let me make a confession. You know, I have a lot of people in my head, in my body, in my consciousness. But the ones in my head are the ones that I have to keep my eye on every now and then. One eye, really, because I don't want to look at them two eyes because they feel comfortable. But if I give them the one eye, they're like, okay, he's giving us one eye. One of them is saying, come on, get on with the show. Listen, this is about the freedom of self-expression. So get
Indeed.
The flip out of here, okay? This is my show.
Now, what are you going to do if he answers back?
They do.
I know.
They answer back. Those voices in my head, they're impatient. They think they know how my life is supposed to turn out. They tell me, you should do this, you should do that. Be quiet. Don't talk too much. Why don't you do this? You ain't doing enough. When they talk back, you know what I do?
What?
I don't pay them no mind. Because the minute you engage in the conversation with them, they got you. They're like, ha, they're talking back. I got him. So I don't pay them no mind. I'm like, yeah, thank you for sharing.
Yes. Very useful tool, Life Coach Today. That's why I listen to
mm-hmm.
you. I'm getting ready to do mm-hmm. your announcements now, young man.
Let me drink my alcohol. This guy says tea. Okay, I'll be right back. I'm drunk.
Yes.
You want some? Oh, wow. Okay, let me leave you alone. Do your thing. It's all about the freedom of self-expression as we surrender to our greatness and bring all your stuff, bring your mess. It's time to get some healing done in this house. Up in here? Okay, Celeste, I'm done for now.
Wow. Okay, take a deep breath, family, because I think we already drank what he's pouring. Here we go. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of September is surrender to your greatness. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today will be joined by special guests, Kazembe Abena, the healer, Ashende Anam, an urban mystic, and Don Wolf, keeper of stories, discussing vulnerability, relationships, spirituality, and sexuality through the lens of manhood. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today radio fan like page and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woo! Excitement! I feel like I have so much rushing through me. They're telling me to slow down. I can't slow down! You better slow down so they can hear what you're saying, buddy. See, those two people talking at once. Did you hear those two people talking at once?
And then I do. I speak to them often when I speak to you off the air, friend.
Hey, yes. Lord, some of them don't take no mess. And the other one says, well, you have a choice. I'm just saying what I'm thinking. But the other one's like, no, just give it to her. Tell her. Tell her the truth. Stop holding back.
Okay.
So, Celeste, I want to read something to you, and I want to read it to our listeners, too. So I should go back into your other life and as you multi-life. Listen, you don't have to know where you are going to know that you are headed in the right direction. So, you go ahead and go wherever you're going. You're headed in the right direction.
Nicely done, Life Coach Today. I appreciate you.
Thank you for what you do. All right, talk to you later around one. For a celestial moment. Goodbye.
Uh-uh. Bye, man.
Bye, man. You used to say bye, boy. I graduated. That's right. You don't have to know where you are going to know that you're headed in the right direction. That's from The Sacred Yes, as revealed through Reverend Deborah Johnson. You know, that quote summarizes today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation. And it also speaks to the theme of the month, surrender to your greatness. You don't have to know where you are going to know that you are headed in the right direction. Just chew on that for a minute. Just sit with that. Be with that. Especially those of you who have been beating yourself up for not having direction, don't have a goal, you don't know what you want out of life. You're struggling, you're beating yourself up, but you don't have to know where you're going to know that you're headed in the right direction. What makes that so true? Because you are part of a divine plan. Now, you can go ahead and worry and trip. It's a waste of energy. What do you do when you don't know where you're going? You stay awake. You stay present. You focus on your spiritual practice. You go to your spiritual gym. So maybe just the off chance that you may attract what you've always wanted to you, spiritually, you're strong enough to handle it. You're strong enough to accept it. You're strong enough to receive it. Or else, your life might end up looking like the allegorical story of the lottery winners. They focus only on the money, on the money. They play, they collect numbers, they just want numbers, numbers, numbers. And on the off chance, they win. But they haven't been doing the work internally. The money comes, but they're still the same. They feel guilty, they feel obligated, and you know the rest of the story. They end up saying the lottery ruined their life. No, it didn't. You did, because you didn't pay attention to your life. I wasn't planning to talk about money, but the truth about money, that energy called money, only brings out what is already there. If you're not grounded, and you attract, manifest more money into your life, you just become a fool that ain't grounded with more money. But if you're grounded, you've been doing your spiritual work. You recognize that God is the source of your supply, and money is a symbol. Money is a form of exchange, and now you attract, manifest more money into your life. Oh, you are full of God, and you're still grounded. And you can make choices that honors who and what you are. You can tell people no and don't feel like, well, I have the money. Am I being mean? And you may still experience that. But because you've been doing your spiritual work, you understand that it's important to have community. It's important to have people to check you and say, listen, just because everybody comes to you doesn't mean you have to give to everybody. And if you don't have the people around because you've been going to the spiritual gym, because you've been taking time to be still, you've been taking time to listen, when people come to you for money or love or whatever, they come in so many kind of disguises. When people are asking of you of something that you have and you may feel a little bit of resistance within yourself, and you don't know if you should give or say no, you can just take a breath, go within, and ask. Is it the highest and best to offer this gift? Is it for the good of all? Then that way you're able to go beyond your intellect. You're able to go beyond all the other stories. Like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, you can go beyond all those people in your head. I know y'all got people in your head. It ain't just me. It ain't just me, okay? I ain't just the only crazy one. Y'all crazy too. Okay, that's one of my crazy people just showing up, trying to interrupt the show. This show has been interrupted by the crazy folk in our day's head. But, you know, life is easy. Life is complicated. Life is messy. Life is joyful. Life has a message for you, but we must be receptive. So now, when we talk about the freedom of self-acceptance, what does that mean? Celeste told you what I told you, and we're going to keep repeating it. The theme for this month is surrender to your greatness. Spiritual growth is more about surrendering. It's not about how many books we've read. how many yoga lessons we've been to, yoga classes, whatever. How many holy grounds we've been to. It's about surrender. It's about releasing. It's about letting go. It is about making space, making room for the light that you already are to shine through. Freedom of self-expression. Freedom. We'll talk about that in a minute. Self-expression, yeah, but self-acceptance too. When you accept yourself, you can express yourself freely. Self-acceptance is nothing but love. Love without condition. When you hear me say love on this show, you better know I'm talking about love without conditions. No judgment, no criticism. Even if you're acting a fool or you're full of God. Love without conditions. I meet so many people that just believe in judging self, not forgiving self, because I heard somebody say, well, you know, I find it hard to forgive myself because I think I should have done better. I think I knew better. It's just hard for me to forgive myself. What are you talking about? Well, if not forgiving yourself is working for you, but don't mind me, go ahead and don't forgive yourself. But unforgiveness towards yourself is not an act of love. Reverend Michael told us on Saturday at Hillside, unforgiveness is self-abuse. You are telling yourself you do not deserve to be loved. So some of us, I'm not even claiming it for myself, you, whoever you is, the universal you, you say, it's hard for me to forgive myself. You abuse yourself, and then you send that vibration out into the ethers, and the world, life can't help but respond to the energy you're sending out, and you come home saying, why are people mistreating me? Why are they being so abusive? It's a cruel world out there. You are sending out the vibration of unforgiveness. How do we free ourselves? What is self-acceptance? Self-acceptance? What is this love? What is this thing called love? What is this thing called life? If you go to the Science of Mind book, this thing called life, this thing called you. Who are you? This is where you want to start from. There is a part of you that is not limited by time and space. There is a part of you that is so much more, that is expansive. There's a part of you that knows the past, the present, the future. But from the perspective of that you that I'm talking about, there is no past. There is no present or the future. It's just now. But there's the lower self, if you will. There's that part of you that is expressing itself on this earth plane and takes its cue mainly from the five senses. Spiritual growth and transformation is going beyond the five senses. Letting go of the BS of the past and recognizing that even though your life is in a mess, you're still perfect. Even though you're confused or you know you should be more spiritual, you should meditate more, you should love more, you are perfect. Even though you look at the world and you see crazy things happening and you think, where is the love? What do you mean God is all there is? What do you mean love is all there is? But I look out there in the world and people are abusing each other, they're being mean. I mean, can you imagine a leader of a country would spread chemical weapon to kill his own people? What kind of a world is this? It's a kind of world where people have free will. And it's a kind of world where there is, and some of you, this may be a little bit hard to take, there's a karmic agreement. And if you want to know more about what I'm talking about, you can send me an email or ask me on Facebook. And yes, it is beyond words to experience that. The kind of hate that causes you to use chemical weapon to take lives. But you know what? every thought, every action creates. And there's always a responsibility for every choice. And every soul, every person has to answer to his or her action. Now, in the human plane, we will want it to be some kind of punishment where they feel pain. I don't know if that happens when you leave the body. But what I will say is be careful when you wish harm on somebody else, when you wish hate on somebody else. Because the minute you focus your energy in that direction, you create more of it, and you create it in yourself. So humanity, we are now at a place where we're having to ask deeper questions. We're talking about the freedom of self-acceptance. How does the rest of the world, and we are the rest of the world, how do we respond to somebody who did what is an evil act? Do we go there and punish him? Or do we not do anything? And if we don't do something, that means we're condoning it. And if we do something, that we create more of it. Humanity, and we are at a juncture where we have to really ask deeper questions. It's not just between leaders of the country. It's how do you deal with things when people that you love and care about, people you don't know, are doing things that you just think it's unacceptable. Do you do exactly what they do in order for them to feel the pain that you think other people are feeling or that you went through? Or how do you really deal with that? First of all, you bring it home. Make it easy on yourself. How can I be the change I want to see? How can I be the change? Who am I? What is my true identity? I-D-I-D-E-N-T-I-T-Y. ID, identification. What is the ID of the entity called you? So through all the challenges, the things that you're trying to perfect, learning more about prosperity, learning how to have more money. People, you know, every day we can have a whole show. We've had shows about prosperity and money and all of that. And there are many ways to attract it to ourselves. And it's all about forgiveness. We'll talk more about that soon, today, somewhere. But the truth is, whatever you're dealing with, whatever is challenging you, whatever is kicking your behind, it's kicking your behind to wake you up. Whatever pains you, whatever is traumatizing you, it's a wake-up call. Now, you can pay attention and listen and ease up on the self-judgment. And even if you're the type that's always hard on yourself, you're your own worst critic, okay, great. How do you accept that? I am my own worst critic. I'm hard on myself. It is hard for me to forgive myself. I know it's not the best. I know really there's another way. But right now, I'm just trying to figure it out. So I'm just going to be easy. I'm just going to be gentle. I know I'm not alone. I know others do the same thing. I know that I have been conditioned. I've learned this way of being because I thought that's what I'm supposed to do. I was taught that the harder I am on myself, the better I will be. Sometimes I go to motivation sessions and tell myself I should stay awake and get an hour of sleep and really work on myself and work hard to be the best. But something in me is telling me there's more. That there's a different way. So I'm just going to be gentle. I don't know how. But I know that I am one with a divine consciousness. And I know that I'm one with God. Sometimes I don't always feel it. As a matter of fact, I'm not quite feeling it right now. But I know I have people who can love and embrace me if I can just but allow myself to be a little bit more vulnerable. Because I heard that there's power in vulnerability, but I'm afraid. But you know, I'm just going to take it one moment at a time. Hey, you know, when I really think about it, the people who have inspired me, the people who have gone through hell or still going through hell, and they keep pushing. Oh, I remember my mother. She was a single mother. She had four of us, and she made it work. She had three jobs. She left at 4 o'clock in the morning, didn't come back till 10, and she managed to take care of us. You know, maybe I got a chance. Maybe it's not so bad after all. Maybe there's something else I need to know about who I am. Maybe I've just been conditioned to be strong. Maybe I've just been conditioned to be I'm a strong black woman, independent black woman. Maybe I've just been conditioned to be a white woman that expects everything. If you get offended, get over it. Ain't nobody got time for that. Maybe I've just been conditioned to believe because I'm an American, I'm from England, the things are supposed to happen. This is the Western world, you know. This is the land of opportunity. Maybe I've just been taught to expect that things should just fall on my lap without me doing anything while I'm still the same. Oh, there's got to be a different way. Yeah. You know? Forgiveness. Oh, I understand. To let go of the judgment, okay. I can embrace myself. I can embrace my journey. I can embrace where I've been. Some of it I'm not proud of. Damn, some of it I really regret. But you know, I didn't know no better. Well, there was that time I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did it. But I can't do anything about it now. I did it. I heard love is freedom. I heard love is acceptance. You know, I'm just going to love myself just to where I am right now. I'm just going to love me. And then maybe I can surrender to this greatness thing that Life Coach Ade is talking about. I don't really know what it is because I'm just an ordinary person. Greatness? I don't know. Wow, I feel light. Whew. I feel like I want to meditate. Oh, I get it. This is what peace feels like. I feel free. Oh, my God. How did that happen? Oh, I'm feeling a sort of gratitude. Oh, my God. I've been really been hard on myself. I've been hard on myself. Whew. Yeah, I've come a long way. Forgiveness. I've come a long way. Let me just relax. You know, there are other people dealing what I'm dealing with. And the truth is, I really know. I really do. Sometimes I pretend I don't, but I really do know that God is the only thing happening. I know God loves me no matter how I'm showing up in the world. I relax. I let go. I feel sleepy. Nah, I can't go to sleep. I got things to do. Well, maybe I can take a quick nap. Yeah, take a nap. Yes, go ahead. You know, that is an act of forgiveness. And from that space, from that place in consciousness, when you get to reflect, when you get to see your life through the eyes of God, through the eyes of love, you are led. You know, you may receive a phone call. Someone may pop in your head because you, once you shift in consciousness, you send out a different vibration. That vibration now attracts experiences and people that match the new vibration. So it's less about what you do and it's more about who you're being. What vibration are you sending out into the world? You sending out a vibration of frustration, of anger, of jealousy. You've got a choice. You got a choice. You got a gift. You got a gift, and you're here to give of that gift. But what am I going to get from it? Who's going to pay me for that? Who cares? You ain't gonna, yeah, I want to do it. You ain't gonna get nothing. You ain't getting nothing. You're here to give. And in your giving, you receive. You receive that you give. And the more you give of yourself, give a hug, give a word of inspiration, give your talent. You know, I love writing. I'm a great editor. I love cooking. Wow. I love designing. I'm good with computers. You know, there's so many things we can do, but we're waiting to see how we can get paid for it first. Or some of us, it's like, oh, well, you know, mine is not as good as theirs. We don't care about that. You are a piece of a puzzle. And you have your own unique shape. And you belong exactly where you belong. Can you imagine the pieces of puzzles you have in your house, if they have a voice, if they can think and say, well, you know, I only go in the corner, I ain't all that. I don't go in the center. The puzzle will never be completed. Without you, the world is incomplete. But more importantly, without you, you are incomplete. You need you. You are God in action. You are the spiritual essence of what life is. You are the place where God gets to represent itself, represent herself, represent himself. You are God. You are all that God is. So maybe the challenges that you're going through, maybe the experiences that you're going through is to push out, to squeeze out, to apply pressure on your human self so you can squeeze out the gift that you are. Honor your journey. Honor your journey. Be easy on yourself. And even if your life is in a mess, that's the best time to embrace it. That's the best time to accept it. As you know, the mess within the mess is the message. And if you get still long enough, you will catch the message. And when you catch the message, you become the deliverer of the message, the messenger of love. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show where we are inspiring the best in you because we see the best in you. We know that you are part of a divine plan. You are here for great things. You are here to do so much more. And as a matter of fact, you are standing on the shoulders of those who sacrifice. Who didn't give up. And now that they're not in the body, they are your cheerleaders. They say, go on, you can do it. We got you. You're living out what I couldn't do. But I held the consciousness. I held the vision. And you're here to live out the dream. Let go of the judgment. You have so much. What if seeking to be birthed? There's so much that wants to be birthed. There's so much lesson to be learned. There's so much joy that wants to be expressed as you. There's so much gratitude. Just keep on going. Yes, it feels lonely. Sometimes you feel alone. It's okay. You're on the leading edge. It takes courage to surrender to your true self. It takes courage to surrender to your greatness. It takes courage to say yes, the sacred yes, not knowing how it's going to turn out. Because your mind, those people I talked about earlier would say, well, what if you mess up? People are going to laugh at you. People are laughing at you anyway. Give yourself to the opportunity to find out what you can do and what you can't do. And once you realize what you can't do, you can delegate to somebody else who does it well and loves doing it. You don't have to beat yourself up because you can't do something. It's important to honor our weaknesses. Well, you know, you got to make your weaknesses your strength. Please, stop it. Feed that to the birds. What are you good at? What do you do so well? Focus on that and watch everything else in your life transform. You are already great. You're already perfect. And if you don't know it, if you're struggling, keep attending, visiting, keep spending time in the spiritual gym. Reading. The books we're reading, it's just to remind us of who we are. Because everything you've heard from all the teachers you've ever experienced, everything you've read, everything you've watched on YouTube, and this is a must-watch video. Yeah, it inspires you, brings tears to your eyes, but you recognize it. But sometimes what is missing is the application of it. Applying what you know. And there's no easy way to get through the fear by getting through it, by taking action, by taking the step. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, but I want to leave you with this, talking about action. One of the things that Reverend Michael talked about on Saturday, and something to chew on. We're going to come back. I got some things I want to share with you. We got Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And if you just stumble here, you don't even know how you got here. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. And this is the place where we let it all hang out. We encourage you to bring your guilt. We encourage you to bring your frustration. We encourage you to bring your doubt. We encourage you to bring your pain. Why? Because this is a house of transformation. We have set the intention to support you on your journey. There is a fire burning. Can you feel it? So bring all your doubt, all your worries, all your fears, all your judgment, all your envy. Bring it. And you can just drop it in the fire. That's okay. I know you've defined yourself by those things. It's okay. You can let it go. But if I let go of my judgment, of my doubt, of my worries, my fears, and my envy, my jealousy, who am I going to be? That's the question. But anyway, I want to share some truth with you. Reverend Michael said, behind every problem is a question. Behind every problem is a question. Behind every question is an answer. Think about it. You have a problem, then there's a question. You gotta ask deeper questions. But behind a question and behind a question is an answer. Behind every answer, there is an action that needs to be taken. Behind every action, there is a way of life that wants to be birthed. Behind every problem is a question. Behind every question is an answer. Behind every answer, there is an action that needs to be taken. And behind every action, there is a way of life that wants to be birthed. So what's the problem? What's the challenge? You've identified a problem. That's not the question. By saying, what's the problem? You just want to identify what it is. Now, that question is inspiring you if you allow it. It's triggering you. It's activating you to ask a deeper question. What wants to be revealed here? What wants to be birthed? What do I need to let go of? That's the question. Questions that move you forward. And then you allow the answer to be revealed to you. And once you get the answer, don't just stop here and say, oh, stop there and say, oh, I got a light bulb. Yeah, get the light bulb. Now you take an action or actions. Because behind the actions, there is a way of life that wants to be birthed. And if you ever noticed when there's something you know you should do, you keep saying, I know I should do it. And you find a good friend, a therapist, a coach, or you catch a new awareness, and then you start walking in that direction, taking action, and you find it's not as scary as I thought it was going to be. Of course it's not. Because we are all movie makers. We make up movies in our minds, and it's scary. We make up scary movies. But when you start walking the path, it's like, oh, you meet somebody who's saying, I was just thinking about that today. That how can I support people who want to do that? Somebody calls you and says, you know, I've been thinking. It's like, me too. Oh, my God, really? And then we go, God, are you trying to tell me something? And God is like, Negro, please. Are you listening? It's a playground. Relax. Chill out. We're going to take a break. And while we take a break, just joyfully take yourself to lifeconversationsmedia.com and click on, I don't know, I don't remember what it is. Play around in there. There's a way. Or just go to, just use the, what's the email address? You find it. Oh, there it is. Go to the fan pages, like pages, Life Conversations Radio like page, or Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page. There on all the pages and the website, you can find a donate button. Go there and transform your life by giving because you have received. That's the invitation. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. And, oh, my God, if you're brave enough and courageous enough to stick around, you won't be the same. Share the show with the folks who need it. It's you, but there are other people that need to hear it too. We'll be back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mark Hussin. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? Spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Yes, we are back and we are black because I am it. I is black this lifetime. So we are black and we are back. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And there's so much going on. There is so much going on, and I am so grateful for my life and how it's unfolding. And I'm grateful that I'm not in charge of managing my time because I don't do a good job. No, let's rephrase that. I didn't do a good job. So I've given my time and all the stuff like that, that God handled it. The God in me, the God as me. Celeste, do you think I should tell them about the new music show that I'm going to be doing? Or maybe we won't tell them yet. You have to tell them? You think I should tell them? You're so bad. I'm like, yes.
I'm so excited about it. Yes, Life Coach Ade, give it. Come on. What's the scoop? What's
I
the 411?
I'm excited too. It's a 411. Well, I'm going to be doing a one-hour show. It's not mainly music, but it's more music than talk. And when I used to think about radio, I've always wanted to play music that speaks to the soul and just talk about life. Life matters. That's where I've always, you know, that's the beginning when I envisioned myself having a radio show. I didn't think of having a radio network. It was just a radio show. I wanted to play music and talk to people and empower them. But it turned out that I ended up having a talk show. So we do more talk than music, which is cool. Perfect. This boy has a lot to talk about. And if he didn't have a radio show, this boy would have exploded. So I've been able to express myself. But in October, I think we're working with the first Saturday in October. I'm going to be launching a new show where I'll play music. Music that speaks to the soul, music that inspires, and whatever it is, whatever song, you can call it, oh, that's pop, that's reggae, that's Brazilian, you call it whatever you want. As long as it speaks to the soul, it's going to get played. But it's happening on another network. It's happening on 12 Radio, the home of my wonderful brother, Mark Husson. So I'll tell you more. We're going to be getting smooth. It's like future smooth jam. You know, we'll invite you to undress, take off your doubts, take off your fears, take off your worries, take off all the masks that you put on and get naked, like Celeste would say, get naked, get vulnerable, and bring your true self so you may expand in consciousness. And then we'll speed it up so you can sweat all the toxins in your body out and then go to bed with a smile on your face. Oh, Lord. God, save me from myself.
Now, I'm gonna talk to them for a second. I got a taste of what this show would be like. And y'all, if you think you know Life Coach Ade, he's got this other Barry White kind of dude that comes out.
Hey, don't set me up like that now.
You know you're the Radio Mac. Come on, man. No, really, y'all. It is. I'm just like, is this my friend? who is this man? But it is wonderful. And, you know, I'm co-signing because, you know, I liked it. It was different. It was getting to meet you in a different way, kind of like a day at night, a day with dinner versus lunchtime.
Ooh, a day at night. Maybe that should be the name of the show. Right now, what I'm playing with is the sound of soul. That's what I'm playing with. A day at night. Ooh, I can play with that.
You
now,
like that?
Because, I like it. The show is going to be reruns. It's going to be a rerun, so you may not. It will be rerun during the day. But then again, it's a day at night. We can do a lot with that. That night, I'm late.
Well, you know what? Even if it's played in the daytime, they still get the energy of you at night. And that's quite a joy to behold.
But I must confess, I am a little bit nervous about it. I'm nervous.
Really?
It's a little bit. Yes! It's different. I mean, it's different because there's some other things I need to learn and master. And then, when I get in the floor, it's hard to shut me up.
I know, just don't be talking to the music.
So I got to sort of edit myself to play the next music as much as I want to play it because I hear something, it triggers. But it's also, it's like using a different muscle. It's like if you're always a right-handed person, you're now trying to write with your left hand or, you know, do things. So I'm a little bit nervous. When I was doing the sample show, I was like, okay, it's asking for a little bit more than I thought. I mean, the idea of doing it is exciting. But just because I'm nervous, I'm not going to do it. More reason to do it.
I'm not worried about that. You're an Aries.
Now that I've told y'all about it, I have to do it because y'all are going to be asking. So, anyway. So much going on. So much. Just teaching a class in prosperity, an online class, working on that. Anyway, so much good. Just keep listening. So, Celeste, we're ready for Celestial Moment. We're going to do some questions. And I don't know. When I go quiet for like a whole week, like a vacation or a semi-vacation, I just have so much that I want to talk about. I get rejuvenated. All right. I joyfully yield to you.
Yeah, so many blessings on your new adventures and ventures. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 6, and if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. And since 2013 equals 6, we are also tapping into this number collectively for the number 6 diamond year. The number 6 is ruled by Venus, the planet of beauty, love, and sensuality. 6 is also the lovers in tarot cards. It's about attraction, the magnetic charge to bring all things into oneness. Our 6th chakra is our 3rd eye chakra, and it provides the gift of clear sight and intuition. The letters of the alphabet that connect to 6 are F, O, and X. So words like flight, objective, and X-ray connect us to the magical power of the number 6. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the crow of the medicine cards. Its number is not 6. It's actually 24. But when you add 10 plus 4, you get 6. So here we go. Crow, are you calling so I may know the secrets of balance within my soul? Or are you sending your sacred caw just to remind me of universal laws? The crow lives in a world of no time and space. You find it in the void. However, when you are led by your inner guide, you'll find crow medicine nearby. With the transitions we are experiencing in our lives, the crow comes to remind us that we can be the change we want to see. We can flow into the universal laws of reaping what we are sowing and decide to eat fresh fruit, tasting the nectar of peace, love,
happiness, as we use affirmations to stay grounded, as we manifest inspired action in alignment with our heart, as we love to embrace all of our ever-changing moods. The medicine cards remind that the true path of the people with Crow medicine are those who are willing to walk their talk, speak their truth, and know their life's mission, balancing past, present, and future in the now. How? Well, these people become shapeshifters. They understand that questions and answers live in the void. By shifting our perceptions, we too can create miracles by bending physical laws and old realities to become our future self. We flow with the sanctity of spiritual laws, thereby learning to gather our strength by simply trusting the process. We allow the unfolding moment to wake us up to our divine humanity so that we may hear and respond to the Crow's call. All is well. And that's the story of six told through our friend, the Crow. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Ah, I love that. That was just speaking to my soul. You know, So true. You just put the whole show into 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Because it's when we raise our vibration, we really shapeshift. You know, our vibration changes. And sometimes, you know, our vibration changes our circumstances. But from the intellectual perspective, we're waiting for the change to happen and then we'll go with it. But it's the vibration that we can activate, that we can allow right now, that creates the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
I have to listen to that again. I feel like you were written to me.
Wow, thank you, Life Coach Adair.
Thank you. You know, I would do questions. I'm not. I'm ready for spiritual liberation.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes to have a moment with spiritual liberation, and then we'll do questions. Is that okay?
That's
or
sounds
do you have to? Okay, cool.
I'm
let's
right
give
here.
You a break. Okay, cool. So we'll do questions after spiritual liberation. Okay.
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I'll talk to you in a minute. Bye-bye. You don't have to whisper. That I have to whisper when I try and do your voice. That's all. So even though it sounds like I'm whispering, I'm just trying to do your voice. All right. Thanks, Celeste.
Good luck with that.
Life is good. It's getting better. Let's do a little bit of spiritual liberation. What the heck is that? This is a clip from Michael Bernard Beckwith's movie, documentary, Spiritual Liberation. And it's a clip to remind us the importance of doing our spiritual practice. Being willing, you know, being gentle with ourselves and making the choice to call our lives good. Your life is good, yes, right now. Your life is perfect right now. Not when, now. And if you can't call it good, you need to start forgiving yourself some more. You need to go deeper. It's all good. It's time to forgive. Ain't that right, Tim, McAfee, Lewis? Just give them a little bit of forgiveness juice. Some forgiveness inspiration, because without forgiveness, you won't fully know love. And then there comes a point where you don't need forgiveness, because you know that all is God, all is good, all is love.
When
we
rediscover love, it will be like discovering fire for the second time.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see a new, yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready.
of us were in shackles of our own brain based on ideas of religious texts or interpretations that we inherited.
But it's born the richest fruitage. I mean, it just touches me. You know, it's profound.
I don't care how many jobs you have or how many degrees you acquire, how much money, how much property. There is a void, a hole that happens in your heart, in your life, when you are not in relationship with spirit.
My spiritual liberation started with me giving myself permission to walk at my own pace.
Just be willing. Just be willing.
How do I get happy? And really the key is living on purpose. That's it.
As long as I'm coming from my inner voice, I've learned to trust that wherever I am, if that's guiding me, everything's on purpose.
So when we find ourselves veering away from it, which we will, we can get right back at center and unite with that part of our being that is truth and that is love and that is kindness and that is godliness.
Just staying the course with my practice, my meditation, my service, everything that I do in my life.
And that'll take you beyond all your comfort zones, so then you know real transformation is happening and you know you're really growing into a greater sense of who you really are.
It's all in us, it's all good, and to liberate that and just allow yourself to just go with that and recognize that spirit within you that is the true self of who you really are.
So that you can actually be called for opportunity for self-realization is at hand. And those that choose in this particular life to express and experience that, the opportunity is available.
There's a shift occurring in our planet right now. It's always occurring, but it's really happening. It's accelerating right now. And there's a lot of us that are sensitive to the degree that we can actually feel something happening.
It's no coincidence that we're all a part of it, because I just believe we were birthed for this. We are the people for this time.
It's the time. And we need to do everything we can to capture this, because this is our opportunity now.
And we're ready now. We're ready for that movement just to take over and move us into another way of thinking and living and being on this planet.
I'm ready. I'm ready. And let's go. Let's go, man. You know, no holds barred. Let's do it. It's already here. And we just need to keep spreading it around.
People come in all kinds of disguises, brash personalities, demanding, hurt, wounded, attacking sometimes, and I just love them. I just love them. But no one has the power to cut themselves out of my heart. They don't have that. I don't care how wretched they act. What they say, they can't dig themselves out of my heart.
Let that be your intention. That no matter what people do, they cannot cut themselves out of your heart, because your heart is the safe space and the place. You know that is you. That's spiritual living. That's spiritual liberation. And yes, that's a clip from Spiritual Liberation by Michael Bernard Beckwith. You can find out more by going to agapelive.com, Agape, L-I-V-E, and other great teachers. And if you're struggling to meditate, in the words of Vianna Van Zandt, go get yourself some chocolate. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We're ready to do some questions. I don't know if we'll get time to do all the questions. Actually, one of the questions I want to leave tomorrow, Celeste, for when the brothers join me tomorrow. I'm sure you know which question I want that is, because we're just connected like that. We'll leave that question until tomorrow. Yeah, one other question. You know the one I'm talking about. You do, so I'm not.
Are you ready for some football? That one.
Indeed. So, yes, if you didn't hear, tomorrow I'm having some brothers join me, three other brothers joining me, deep, profound, spiritually aware, compassionate, loving. They're not afraid to embrace their feminine side, and they are going to join me to just share their own perspective, their own views. And, you know, we all need each other. And speaking of needing each other, we just received the most heartfelt, the most joyful email. And I know this person's going to be embarrassed. She's going to be like, no, don't say my name. Get over it. I'm going to say your name because you gave us love. You gave us so much love. We want to give the love back to you and watch the love keep multiplying. So, Celeste.
Yes.
Can you share the love we just received?
It will be my pleasure to do so. Dearest Yvette wrote this to today. Greetings today. I thank the universe, my ancestors, my spirit guides, and angels for sending me to this network. And since I have become a faithful listener, I love hearing Ade's, Celeste, and Mbasa's soothing voices and their authentic, joyful attitudes that always uplift my spirit. Ade is just an awesome life coach. He keeps me smiling while teaching or asking great questions. Celeste, with the number of the day and black angel cards for the energy of the day, helps me see my day clearer. I wind down with Mbasa and her beautiful, calming meditations. I get so relaxed sometimes, I fall asleep and have to listen to the show again. I always learn something new or a new perspective listening to my shows. Ask Life Coach Day radio show, the play experience with Mbasa Safara, and the Celeste Morgan show, always leaving me feeling strong, empowered mentally, and spiritually reminding me to see and feel the magic of life. I truly appreciate Life Conversations Radio Network. You make my journey a lot easier after a life-changing experience. You all were the pleasure in my pain, taking my pain away, helping me look forward to the other day to stay on my path of enlightenment. I am so grateful and love you all. Yvette. Mm. She's the joy inside my tears right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you. Feedback, that mirror back, it's always good to know and hear and feel and see how what we're doing is landing on the other end, you know, because it's spiritual truth. For me personally, I can speak for myself. I don't know about you, Celeste. It's easy. You know, we often talk about it. The challenge is just about implementing it, applying it in our lives, embodying the truth. So to know that what we are doing here is changing lives, having people do something they once were afraid to do or walk through the fear or create a new life, it's like, what better blessings? Like, thank you, God. This is what I live for. I know Celeste, I know your heart, I know the work ambassadors, you know, and sometimes it feels like a sacrifice, but you know, sacrifice comes from sacred. So when we say we're sacrificing our life, it's because we're making our life sacred. And when we allow ourselves sacred, we transform ourselves and others. So Yvette, once again, thank you very much for that. Received with love and gratitude. So,
mm-hmm.
Can you believe I don't have anything to say?
Well, love does that sometimes. It takes your breath away.
I know that's right. I know that is right. Love has a way of just saying, enough. Or, once again, Neil was a bit, I'm going to say something, but usually it's a British term, and I didn't think it was that strange until Celeste heard it. She said, what is that? In England, they say, I'm full up. I'm full up. So right now, I'm full up. Celeste said, what is that? It's like saying, I'm full. I'm full up. She's full up. So anyway, I'm full up. Let's do some questions. Maybe you want to. I don't know. We'll see.
You want the first one? Natalie's question.
Let your spirit be your guide. I'm not looking at it now. I'm going to go to it, but let your spirit be the guide. Be your guide.
All right. I'm going with Natalie.
Okay.
Natalie.
Is she sitting on the pink Cadillac?
You really go to the 80s with Natalie Cole.
I'm an old soul. Oh, man.
No, I flash that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's move on. You don't see. Look, don't do that.
Too late.
That's getting ready to say. I prefer Bruce's version better, but you can have hers.
No, not at all. Sorry.
Okay, all right. You know, we're eclectic and diverse over here on Life Conversations Radio Network. You can play your own songs in your own show.
We ain't going to fight about it. All right, question please.
I know, right? Gosh. This is Dear Life Coach Today. I've been drawn to the metaphysical world for a long time and am exploring my intuitive gifts. I'm feeling like I'm coming out of the closet as my family is very conservative and skeptical of anything that's not firmly rooted in Christianity. How do I continue to explore and share with my family when I feel like they will ultimately end up ostracizing me? Natalie.
Well, you don't have to share with them. Let your life be an example. As you said, you're drawn to it. Get clear about what you're learning before you start running around. Now, there's something about truth. When you learn truth, when it touches your consciousness, you'll never be the same. So people are going to recognize it. But also, there's a part of you that will feel like, oh, you got to tell everybody, oh, my God, read this. Did you know that? And some folks ain't ready for that. Some people want to blame or put the responsibility on Muhammad or Buddha or their ego or the devil or Paul, because Paul said a woman ain't supposed to be in the pulpit. That's just the devil right there. Let people have their whatever. Let them have their stories. You don't have to share with them. They don't need to be ostracized. Can you invite them into yourself? Because the real truth is the more you learn about yourself in this so-called metaphysical world, you're learning the metaphysical laws, you're learning more about yourself, you're learning about your intuition, your intuitive gifts, you're learning about your connection with good, God, Goddess, the Divine. Let your life be an example of what you're learning. If you already know you're going to be ostracized, why do that to yourself? Let your life be an example. You're not hiding. That's not hiding. Hiding is you pretending that the new information you're learning about yourself is not real because you grew up in a Christian family. That's hiding. You know, there comes a point on your spiritual journey. Keep walking. You get there. But you're there right now. And quickly having a conversation. There comes a point when you realize, you know, it's okay for people to be Muslim. It's okay for people to be Christian or don't even be agnostic or atheist. It's okay. Because guess what, Natalie, on your pink Cadillac, God ain't tripping about atheists, agnostic, Christians. God ain't tripping about whatever we believe or don't believe. So why are you tripping? I know you probably feel like you want to tell them and you see their lives. You think, oh, my God, if they just learn what you're learning, shut it up. Shut it up. Find a community, a meet-up group. a spiritual center where you can express yourself and ask questions. And then one day, maybe they'll say to you, "Ooh, look at you. Are you in a relationship? Are you pregnant? You seem to be shining." And you tell them, "I'm saying nothing." But I tell you, the ones that want to know, they'll track you down. I said, "Natalie, I know you're doing something different. When I came to your house, I saw that book. You know, don't tell anybody I'm asking this question. But do you really believe that God is love and there's no hell?" And you can just smile. "Yeah, I do. You know, I felt the same way. I used to be uncomfortable at church. I used to be uncomfortable when people start being judgmental of other people. But, you know, I just don't know." You know, they start mirroring to you where you were, and you can joyfully express yourself. Don't worry. It's not about converting anybody. It's about you being the change. So relax. You know, when I first stepped into spirituality consciously, because we were already spiritual, when my intellectual mind was being stimulated, when I started going to Hillside, I thought everybody needed to come to Hillside Truth Center. I was even foolish enough to think all the other churches are not teaching truth. Everybody, it's like how ignorant, how green I was. And then one day I realized, you know, everybody's right where they need to be. Antoinette Tough, the lady who spoke to the guy who broke into a school with a gun, AK-45 or whatever it is, and all the stuff that he had. This woman is a Christian. So we can't judge people because of their religion. We can look at how people are showing up behind the labels they attach to themselves. But Antoinette Tough was able to look at another person that the world would say a criminal, a man who has mental health issues, an evil man. She was able to relate to him as another human. There was a tweet that I saw. It said, George Zimmerman, something like George Zimmerman, saw unarmed Martin Trayvon as a threat. Antoinette Tough saw an armed Michael Hill as another human being. The work is inside. It's the inner work. You'll be all right. Just hang out with On Life Conversations Radio Network. We'll be your new family. We'll be your new family. It's all good. Just be easy on yourself. You don't have to preach. And whatever you want to say to your family members, put in a form of question, send it to me. I'll say it to them for you.
Wow.
Okay, next question. Please hurry up.
Okay, this is from Belle. Dear Life Coach Today,
yeah.
A lot of my...
Okay.
Belle. Yeah. Y'all know
Belle,
that song?
Yeah. No, I don't. But go ahead. We don't have no time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. I know that one. But go ahead.
Okay, now. Just kidding. Dear Life Coach Today, a lot of my friends are finding success at dating online, but that's just not for me. I'm not interested in online dating and would prefer to meet someone the old-fashioned way. How do you recommend that I make a love connection that doesn't require Wi-Fi?
A love connection that doesn't require Wi-Fi. Well, stay open. I mean, there are all the ways of going to a cafe, some people they go to a church. You can go to a church, you can go to a spiritual center, you can go to a bookstore. Stay open. Create a space of where you see somebody and, you know, see what life has to. First of all, the real thing is be clear about yourself that you want a relationship. Quietly, loudly, in your own space, declare to the universe, "I am ready for a relationship." That can turn out to be the best prayer you've ever prayed in your life, or it could be the worst prayer you've ever prayed in your life. It's all about how you see it. Because when you say yes, when you pray a prayer, the universe says yes. Now you get to attract different people to you. So it's all about how strong your faith is. That is your Wi-Fi, because this connection is always strong when you apply your faith. So you may attract people that are not necessarily who you want to be in a relationship with. Be careful of the judgment. Do your own inner work. Be clear about what triggers you. Be careful about the conversation you have about what you don't like about men, or if it's a same-sex relationship, what you don't like about the same-sex gender. Just your conversation about relationships. Don't judge people who are dating online. Do your work. It's really that simple, really. Do your work that you become desirable. That you have to take numbers. That you have to set up a speed date for your own self. It's like, And be gentle. Be playful. Be relaxed. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You know, be clear. If you want to go on a date with somebody, yeah, I know. They still, you know, I wanted to say, if you want to go on a date with somebody, ask them. But I'm considering that, you know, as a female, you're looking for a man. But if not, you know, bear with me here. But maybe those who are in that position, we say a woman shouldn't have to ask a guy a date, or men would say, well, if a woman asks me for a date, and then I don't really think high of it. Yeah, okay. But the truth is, if you're doing your spirit work, if you're doing your spiritual work, you will know what to do. And you will create relationships in the way that works for you. Now, there's so many books at Hillside that we had somebody who talked about relationship, and he gave like 10 steps, and all of it works. But ultimately, you must be available, and when you say you're available, they will start coming. They may even start texting you parts of their body. That's a test. Either than say, just joyfully decline and said, do not send me texts like that anymore. That's very disrespectful. Speak your truth. Now, if that lights you up, speak your truth. Can I have another one? That's on you. But it's really simple. And be aware that, you know, relationship, particularly dating, romantic relationship, it's so, it's not challenging. The energy on the planet is vibrating at such a high level right now, and we are all being called to be different about our relationship with ourselves, and it's going to require a different way of communicating, a different way of being with one another. So the conversation about who pays, is it the person who asked to go out on a date, do we go Dutch, when is a good time to have sex? Well, you can go by the books. You may have read a book that spoke to you. Follow that rule. Some people say after 90 days. Some people say after 90 seconds. Some people say after 90 minutes. You get to decide. Because it don't matter what I say about what you should do or shouldn't do. I ain't going to shoot on you anyway. People are going to do what they want to do. But it's also good to have guidelines. So what I would say is pray the prayer that you're ready for dating, and you're going to be compassionate when you are given the opportunity to get clear about what you really want. Because usually that happens. You start getting opportunities to get clear about what you want. And be careful that you move from a place of truth and integrity. And I would encourage you to declare that you want to create, you want to attract, you want to manifest a relationship that supports your spiritual growth, and with somebody that you can support them in their spiritual growth, where you can all practice. And even if they're never really on a spiritual path, but they know there's more to life, that you can support each other to be more and know that we are one. That would do for now. Whoa, what was that? What was that scream? Was that your phone acting a fool?
Man, tell your phone to beep. That's that sizzle of that wisdom just burning up my phone.
Sizzle.
The sizzle of the wisdom. You go. Excellent advice for either men or women. But I think
and
you have another question for the guys, too. I'd love to know.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. We'll say you're going to add that to the conversation tomorrow. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ladies, join us tomorrow, where the brothers are unplugged, where the brothers are teaching and speaking and sharing and loving on LifeConversationsRadio.com on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You don't want to miss this. If you do, you would die old, miserable. Lady.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did. Okay. You know, sometimes it takes me like little, what's it, a grain of salt or whatever that phrase is. I can't even think about it. This boy is a mess. Well, guess what? He has no problem in his mess. And that's why he's a messenger of the message. He's a messenger of love. That's why y'all keep coming back. So I pledge allegiance to my true self, to honor and to obey who I am no matter what. Now,
I think you should come. Oh, no, you didn't. Look at you.
I sure did.
You got to go take a nap. You're doing too much your first day back. You know what
I'm
you should call tomorrow's show?
What?
The Mac Daddy Show.
Not.
Oh, okay.
You could call it that. No, I don't even know what title we're going to give it. We're going to give it a nice title, but definitely not a Mac. How about Spiritual Mac? Spiritual Macking. Nah, we ain't doing all that. That's just doing too much.
Return of the Mac.
Well, he kept trying to return and they keep locking him up. So we ain't going to do that.
Oh my God! Okay.
Okay. Behave. And if you don't know, what's his name again? What guy that's saying we're talking about?
I don't know. He's from your side of the world. I don't know.
Yeah, he lives here too. What's his name? He's trying to like Google. Let me talk to my homeboy Google. Return the Mac. Here we go. Google said, "Don't even waste your time typing. I got you, boo." Let me tell you what it is.
Okay.
That's crazy. Mark Morrison. Yeah, Mark Morrison. He kept trying to return.
Hello,
okay, stop it. We ain't got time for all this. People are trying to be serious and trying to meditate and embrace their self and find the freedom of self-acceptance. And we're just not being serious. We're being all fake. Ooh, that's just so annoying. They were going to give us a donation, but we just messed it all up. Now they just put their credit card with debit card. Celeste.
I know you didn't just say that.
Yeah, well, what I'll tell them is you only get to keep what you give away. So when you put your debit cards and all your, you don't send that donation, you ain't got nothing. You want more money? Yeah. All right. I don't know. Okay, let me get off here. Celeste, what do you want to say?
I'm so out.
I don't know. What? Yes. Okay, good. All right, let's go. Thank you, Celeste.
Welcome back. Appreciate you.
Ooh, Lord, I am a mess. Maybe I should say Return of the Mac. No, we don't want that. All right, bye. Talk to you later. Yes, indeed. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I say yes to it. I'm not trying to hold myself back. Nobody needs to let me hold me back. Just let me go. Oh, let me go. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Everywhere I am, it is okay to accept yourself. It's okay to accept your mess. It's okay to accept what you're struggling with. There's so much freedom in it. Acceptance is an act of love. Love is freedom. Surrender. You know, don't be fooled by Facebook and all the social media. Everybody struggling through their mess. God is everywhere, evenly present. Ricky Byers Beckwith's website is We Let It Be. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow with a Spiritual Mac show with the brothers. Ladies, make sure you join us. We're going to activate the truth within you.
essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. And you haven't been loved in a while. Join our 12 p.m. We're going to love you up. Ricky Baez Beckwith, Heavyweight. Oh, my God. Okay, stop it. Heavyweight Heavenly Presence. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.